Hi guys, thank you very much for coming today. Are you enjoying lunch? Yay! Hey, yay! So, not lady, but gentlemen, welcome to Sweet Wasabi International Japan Hot Topics by Kilara Sen! Yay! Happy New Year! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Wow, thank you very much for coming. So many crowds today, like thousands. Yeah, thank you.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa.
Sayonara.
It's too early.
Itadakimasu.
Itadakimasu is good for
hai,
you. Yeah.
Akimashite omedetou gozaimasu.
Akimashite omedetou gozaimasu. Wow. Yeah, very, wow. Very polite. Very polite. Yeah. He is today's special guest, but I can't say your name yet. it's like a hello voice. No, please.
Sayonara.
Sayonara for a while, ne? But thank you very much. So let me introduce this program at first. So this is Kilara Sen. I am Kilara Sen, Japanese female stand-up comedian, basically active in Tokyo and New York. And yeah, Happy New Year, 2K19. I got a question, 2K19 is more millennial way to say?
Nobody says that.
Nobody says that?
They used to say 2K, like, back in the, like, Y2K in the 90s when they were looking up, looking forward to the year 2000. But they don't do it anymore. Because of the bug, right?
So in America, like, popular video games, NBA 2K19, WWE 2K19,
yeah.
NFL 2K19.
Yeah.
So when I hear 2K19, I think of the video games.
Oh,
very
okay.
Popular video game
okay.
Series. But yeah, nobody in conversation in America, hey, happy 2K19.
Really? Oh my God, I'm ashamed.
No,
because
no
I saw some
that.
Rappers. Yeah. And some comedians said 2K19 or 2K18 in their TV show, like Comedy Central.
Really?
So, oh, this should be trend in the States. So, okay, I gotta take it. So, how about B2K? Bam, bam, bam.
The singers from 20 years ago, B2K?
B2K or Marion?
I know. Okarimasu.
Yeah.
I remember them.
B2K is gonna be
they get
reunion.
Back together, yeah. Thank God.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, yeah.
Arigato.
I will edit it. Yeah. Okay. B2K is B2000. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm so happy seeing you guys again. And so now I'm live recording this at Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo in Roppongi, where it's one of the most exciting places in Tokyo. It is January 8th, Tuesday, 2 p.m. in Japan. And this show is live recorded every Tuesday for 1 hour from 2 p.m. and released on the podcast the next day. So from the world's classic restaurant Hard Rock Cafe of the most international city in Japan, Sweet Wasabi will provide internationally hot topics related with Japan, up-to-date information, and event information of the week with international special guests. So, once you come to the live as an audience, you can enjoy the whole talk show and you can get my original goods with my autograph. So please look for it. Yeah. So how did you spend your New Year's Day? American tourist.
American tourist. So I went New Year's Eve or day. So in America, the party is New Year's Eve.
I know.
So New Year's Eve, I went to Shibuya Crossing.
Oh, it should be so crowded.
Yeah. You guys do that? Shibuya Crossing?
No.
Everyone in Japan,
no
they go, why did you do that?
Yeah, you know what? We already experienced it at Halloween.
Right.
Yeah, it's almost the same, right?
Yeah, it was kuru kuru pa.
It's meaning crazy. Right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, English speaking. Yeah, it's crazy. That's what I did.
Okay. Yeah, let me hear about your story later a little bit. And on New Year's Day, it's very honor for me to have a comedy show and a hosting event on on January 1st. You know, usually people who's working for office say, oh, I don't want to work on New Year's Day, but for comedians or for people in showbiz, it's very, very huge honor to start show business on January 1st. Yeah, and that was at a hotel in Yokohama, which is a nice hotel, and the guests there stayed at the hotel like for 2-3 days from New Year's Eve, and they saw the sunrise, which is called Hatsuhinode. Did you see Hatsuhinode? The first sunrise of the year.
No, I did not.
It's kind of custom for us to see the first sunrise of a year, which is called Hatsuhinode. And those customers, those guests could see the first sunrise from 42nd floor of the hotel, and that should be very beautiful. But my case, I was in the house that morning, and that was supposed to be 6:50 a.m. So I got up at 6:30, and I get out to balcony. And my house is second floor of a condo, and there are another condos around my house too. So I really didn't want to miss that. So I was really focused. And finally, I could see the most beautiful first sunrise in my life on somebody's YouTube live. Yeah, that was much, much better than reality. Yeah. Thank you, drone. Thank you, drone. It's millennial way.
Yeah.
2K19. All right. Yeah. It's very cold laughs here. Oh, these days I got a boil in my nose. Boil?
A boil?
Boil. Is it correct? Like a pimple.
Pimple. Boil sounds worse than pimple. Is it?
Pimple, yeah.
Acne.
Yeah, acne.
Yeah, boil vaginitis. Don't say boil.
Boil.
Boil sounds like a giant
growth,
right?
Okay.
Like boba, but for your skin.
Google translation. Yeah. It's not my fault. So pimple, acne in my nose, and it's really irritating, and it's been existing for about half a year. And it's not a so much funny story though, but I really want to know how to treat this. You know, every time I take it off, another scabs come out from the place.
Yeah, you're not supposed to take off zits.
But I need to take my nose hair.
Yes.
Because it's just in the entrance of my nose hole. What am I gonna do?
Do you have dermatologist and
what's that?
Skin doctor.
Skin doctor, yeah, but it's kind of a shame to go show my nose hole.
There's other things you can show.
I've gone for weirder stuff than is it in my nose.
And what if the skin doctor was cool guy, handsome guy?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
I've had a much worse version of that.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you need the doctor to look at other parts of your body.
Yes.
And then they're really pretty doctor.
Yes.
There's a guy who has a joke, Dan Levy, a comedian in America.
Uh-huh.
He gets like STD tests.
Uh-huh.
And the doctor is beautiful. And then he's like, hey, if this is negative, do you want to go out sometime? But yeah, I think you should go to the doctor. The doctors, they see weirder stuff than what you're talking. It's, you're a human being and you have a zit in your nose. The doctor's not. Doesn't care.
Really?
Yeah, go to the doctor. It's the next episode is you go to the doctor.
Okay.
Live stream doctor visit.
Okay. Thank you. You guys are really good advisor for me. Yeah, it's very irritating because a few months later, we're going to have hay fever season. It's going to be terrible because I can't stop sneezing.
Japanese people talk about hay fever. What is hay fever?
Hay fever. I had it on Virginia too, though. In the States, though.
Is that? It sounds like SARS.
Allergies. Pollen.
Huh?
Pollen allergy.
Pollen allergy.
Pollen allergy.
To white people? I mean, I'm stupid too, so maybe in America we have it. Hay fever sounds like SARS or Ebola.
Uh-huh.
Hay fever.
So white people have.
For a start.
It's just allergies.
Yes.
Why do they call it hay fever?
I don't know why they call it hay fever, but a lot of people in the UK have it too.
You say hay fever.
Hay fever. Hay fever.
right.
And white people also has yellow fever too, right?
Yeah, that's why we come to Japan, of course.
Right? That's yeah, how you learn Japanese.
Right? What's that? Do you know what yellow fever? It's when you're attracted to Japanese people.
Especially white people.
When white
right?
people want to date, I don't know only white, but when people want to date Japanese women or men, they call it yellow fever.
Is it also for men? Like, I mean, Japanese men?
I think so. But it always sounded weird to me for every reason, but I don't understand why they make Japanese people yellow. Is that offensive?
Oh, not really. The fact is, most of Japanese people don't get it, what yellow means, actually. Yeah.
Kiru. Yeah.
Kiro. Yeah. But we are not Kiro.
I know, that's yeah. right.
Did you see the Joe Walsh new set on Stephen Colbert's? His son just learned about racism, racial history in America at school, and after he comes back, he talked to his father like, hey, Dad, I just learned about black people, and I feel so sorry about it. And they call us yellow, but it doesn't seem yellow at all. It's kind of brown. But Joe Wong said, yeah, but it's the American way. We have to deal with that. Actually, black people look a kind of brown.
Yeah, sometimes.
It's not total black, right? And Japanese or Asian people also look like a kind of brown.
Yeah.
So we are all shades of Mexican people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but don't feel isolated, white people, because I have a lot of common points, common things between white people. For example, I have an Asian wife. That's his punchline. This is yeah, his joke though, yeah. I love it.
He also said that his son thought he was white.
Oh, yeah.
His son said, yeah, black people went through a lot in this country. That's why I'm glad I'm white. That's why he pulled him aside and said, no, you're yellow.
He's a great comedian.
Yeah, he's really great. Yeah. All right, so today we have a very, very special guest. So I gotta stop talking about myself.
No, we like it. So, are you gonna go to the doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But when?
Good luck. Oh, from now?
Let's make the appointment right now.
Now.
Do you have health insurance?
Of course.
I don't know how Japan works.
It's in Japan.
Everyone has health insurance.
Oh, that's very interesting. Okay. Anyway, let me go to the next segment. Let's talk about insurance too. All right, so the next segment is International Japan Topics. In this segment, I pick up topics about Japan, which is internationally known and sometimes controversial, and share ideas with a special guest and enjoy the different perspectives. So today's guest, today I was supposed to have two comedians, but the other guy had his daddy issue. I mean, his son got sick.
Yeah.
Daddy issues means something else.
I know. Daddy issues.
Daddy issues is girls who I date.
I know. All right, so today I have a special guest. Let me introduce him. He is very famous all over the world.
And I am?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. This is great news.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was the vice champion of America's Got Talent. And at this episode, Japanese great dancer won.
I know. Why you gotta talk about him?
Sorry. I know it's a kind of trauma for you.
Yeah, he's like Trump for me? Is that what he said? Oh, trouble.
Trauma.
Oh, drama. Trauma. Trauma, trouble, Trump, all of that.
But at your show, you brought him, right?
Oh, yeah. So I'm Taylor Williamson. I was on America's Got Talent, and I lost to this Japanese guy from Tokyo named Kenichi Ebina. Ebiken-san. In America, Kenichi Ebina. But here is Ebiken. I don't understand. It's like half of his last Ebina.
Yeah, it's very common way to make nickname in Japanese.
Do you have nickname?
No.
Send Lara.
But when I was in elementary school, my last name is Takamura.
Yeah.
So they call me Taka.
Oh, cool.
So they like to pick up two letters from the first name or last name. And speaking of Kenichi Ebina, his name Ken, the first name Ken, it sounds like very good for ending. So Ebi, Ken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe they are combined.
Ken is Street Fighter 2.
Oh, yeah. Hadouken.
Yeah, very good.
Shoryuken.
You know, he loves you. He says that you're a great breakdancer. No joke. Is this true?
No great.
Do you know about this?
Terrible.
But he wasn't joking. Like, he's like, he's very good. Like, there's all what I love about Tokyo for me. All so many of my friends randomly know each other. Small world, dude. Small world, you know?
Yeah.
So he knew you, and then I'm going to see Ciro A tonight.
Oh, really?
Ken.
Kentaro Honma.
Hi. So I'm gonna go see. He's from America's Got Talent. So.
Yes, I know.
And he knows you. And, have you guys seen this guy? He knows
Ciro
the national anthem in every language. He's a Japanese dude. You go to Mexico and he sings the national anthem.
Amazing.
Everyone, I said North Korea. He sings the North Korea national anthem.
Oh,
he's
does?
200, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing.
Yes.
I'm going to post it on my Instagram. I filmed it. I'm excited to.
Yeah, he's very nice guy. And also, he sometimes comes to my show, regular show, monthly show, and also regular fan of the show. A very young lady, like 20 years old, and she's very, very unique. And speaking of her, she knows every country's flag.
Really?
So maybe she and Ken can do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
In America, we don't even know our states. America, we're stupid, honestly. That's America. But I love Japan.
Thank you.
Your country is really cool.
So you were interested in Japan even before America's Got Talent meeting.
Yeah, it's really cool for me. Like, I have friends from when I was 6 years old who live in Tokyo.
Yeah.
So I saw two people this week on this trip who I haven't seen in 25 years. So, like, when I'm in America, I travel doing comedy. And, like, so I'm from San Diego, which is, like, 2 hours south of L.A., like, by Mexico.
Yeah.
And sometimes I travel because of Facebook and social media. Someone's like, hey, remember me? We went to school. I also live in Orlando. We should hang out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can I curse on this show?
Huh?
Can I curse? Can I say bad words?
Not really.
No bad words. Never mind. I say, I don't want to meet you. I don't know you. You weirdo, you know? So then that's the clean version. And then, but I'm in Japan. It's special to me. Like, we went to school together. Anyone in Japan? Let's hang out.
Yeah.
So I was kind of squishy, creepy, Desu. I messaged a girl who I went to school with. Hey, remember me? We haven't talked in 25 years. I remember you. Do you want to be my friend? And we had lunch. She's so cool. And so I studied Japanese when I was a kid. And my mom is an artist, a painter. And she used to come here like 3 times a year for exhibitions. Before the economy went bad, she was here in the 90s, like all the time, and makes good money based in Japan. And so I came here when I was 12, and I studied the language. And then in high school, I studied the language. And so I have my Japanese teachers here. I have friends. I have friends who are pro wrestlers who wrestle in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
And we did the comedy show. They thought you were very funny.
Yeah, that was amazing. You brought some very famous pro wrestlers,
right? Yeah, they thought that you were great. And I love Japan. You know what's... Can I tell you a funny story? May I tell you a funny story? It's really special. Japan is... I've had so many interesting experiences. I was lost in Ginza 2 nights ago. I was walking around.
In Tokyo?
In Ginza.
In Ginza.
Wandering around, you know, just like, I'm in no hurry. I'm just looking.
Yeah.
And I'm taking pictures of everything because I'm just a foreigner, gaijin tourist, you know. In America, Japanese people take pictures of everything.
Yeah.
Now I'm American taking pictures in Japan of everything. And this Japanese girl outside of an art gallery, she was laughing at me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why. Just the Japanese people laugh at me. It's like, I'm not upset by it, but I think I'm weird and they just think I'm a funny white person. But it's very odd. Like, you know what I'm talking about? They just like, you know, like literally laughing at me. But it's friendly though. I think they're nervous or confused or I don't understand. But have you experienced this?
I have not. But I know many Americans who have, especially white Americans.
Like, I know I'm a goofy.
Really?
Yeah.
People hate me.
They hate you.
People look at me and they think, what is he doing in my country?
But I had the same experience when I got bullying at my junior high school. Yeah,
Here
in Japan. Yeah, it's kind of, how can I say? They didn't bully me openly, but I was very smart at the school. I was the best student at the time.
Yeah.
So, and that was the only girls' school, so girls are easy to get jealous, right?
Yeah.
So, and I wanted to go to another high school because my junior high school was the escalator system. Do you understand? We can go to the same high school without any entrance examination. But I wanted to go better school, so I studied so hard. But they wanted to do something to me. So because I was a little isolated, those girls are like, Taka is coming here. But I don't know. So it's sometimes rude.
Yeah, I don't think mine was I got bullied for sure in school, but I don't think this is bullying. I think it's just kind of like, you're funny. I know I can't talk to you, so it's just awkward maybe. I don't know. But she's laughing at me, and then I just go up. I'm just like, it's funny to me. I'm a comedian. I like when people are laughing, and I could tell it's not laughing at me, but it's like, it's just like, this is, I think it's uncomfortable laughter, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then I just say, Akimashite omedetou gozaimasu, Happy New Year. That's all I know how to say. And then she's like, come in the gallery. And I'm like, I'm not in a hurry. Okay, I walk in the art gallery, and I see an artist who I remember. I'm talking 20 years ago, my mom would come here. Maybe 18 to 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And I recognized the name, and I said, in Japanese, my mom is an artist, and she used to come here. And I mentioned the company, and they go, huh? And I'm like, okay, lady. And then I mentioned my mom's name, and then she's like, and then she got the older woman who works there.
Yeah.
And then, son of this lady, and she's freaking out. She knew who my mom is.
Yeah.
And they all know my mom. They're like bowing at me and stuff.
Yeah,
and I'm
wow.
like, I was like, am I on a prank show right now? Like, it was very random, but it's very special to me that. They remember my mom, and like, cause she's doing exhibitions in Japan, and the art community is very small. It's like a comedy community, art community, you know. So I think she was famous in the art community in Japan.
Amazing.
And they're like, "Your Okasan, your mom, very tall, very pretty." And I'm like, "Yeah, I guess, you know, she's, yeah. I mean, of course, but yeah." And anyways, but then after like 10 minutes of compliments, you should buy a present for your mother. And I'm like, okay, but it's business, you know?
Yeah.
But it was really, so just walking down the street into the wrong place, and on New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, I was on Instagram, and Maj Giobrani, do you know him? He's a very famous comedian, Persian. He's in America, he's from Iran, but he lives in America, American.
For holiday?
He was here for a holiday with his family.
Oh, okay.
And I saw on Instagram, I'm in Ginza. And I'm like, I'm in Ginza. So I spent the day with his family, and we walked around. And I've had so many like weird adventures out here. So this place is like magical for me.
Mm.
So 10 days, this is like heaven. I've been smiling the whole trip. I've been mad twice.
What?
One time is when I accidentally Googled my name, and I saw a negative thing. And I'm like, no. I was really mad.
You didn't have to check it in Japan.
Huh?
You said you Googled your name, right?
Yeah, because I was trying
what
to I was trying to find I typed in my name and something else because I was trying to find a contact to send to my friend who's an agent, and I know I was on his website. So then I saw a negative review for my comedy special, and I'm
what?
Like,
what? Really?
Like, Yeah, and it's a guy I know, and I'm like, I never would have seen it if I didn't try to help somebody. Yeah. So never, my lesson here is never try to help anybody, because you might see a review of your comedy special that's bad.
I see.
Japanese people tell me I talk too much.
Really?
Yeah.
Not really. Japanese girls talk too much too.
Japanese people don't talk at all. As a white man who's been here for 5 days, let me tell you how Japanese people. I'm joking. but like, if I go to dinner with people and I don't talk, no one talks.
Because you are gaijin.
Because I'm gaijin, everyone's just quiet. Like I saw my childhood friends. 32, 34, and then the father. We went to Yamachan.
Yamachan.
He died. Yamachan died.
Really?
Rest in peace, Yamachan. Sad. I made this podcast sad. And then, not today, but like a long time ago. And they're all quiet. So I have to be like, Kenichi Ebiken says my favorite words are, so what else is going on? So
once they come into the house, the wife or mother starts speaking, talking, endless.
So maybe guys don't talk. Men don't talk a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe in English, maybe it's shy. They don't speak English perfectly, so.
No, yeah. For example, Indian people, even if they don't speak English, they continuously speak, right? They never stop speaking, even in not perfect English. But the Japanese need to be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, we have kind of mindset. Yeah, we need to speak perfect English all the time.
Yeah.
We always care about the grammatical correctness. So, not political correctness, grammar correctness.
Yeah.
That's most important for us. So.
Your grammar is ridiculous. You're so good.
No, really. But yeah, it's true, because when I was studying at HBCU, Black College, the first exam of the first semester of a freshman's English class, I needed to take it because I was an international student. And I had never spoken in the class because I didn't understand what they're talking. But my grammar exam was full score.
Wow.
Yeah, so it happened. But it happens to many Japanese people. We are really good at grammar, but we don't understand what you say at all.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be better at grammar than me, honestly.
Really?
Maybe.
I don't
take a
think
test.
So. It's very difficult for us to understand the narrative English grammar, actually. Yeah.
But you use words I would never use. Like but you're not wrong. Your words are just a higher level. Like, I've never
Boyle?
Said I've never said Boyle. I said Susan Boyle. I don't know. I've never said narrative, whatever you just said. I don't
really?
Know.
Really?
No. I mean narrative, I've used it. I've never said it without reading something, you know?
Oh, how do you say it?
No, but you're not wrong, though. It's just a high level. You're a smarter. You're showing off that you speak English better than all
because
of us.
Because we study English.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We try to study English through BBC or news articles or not real friend, you know?
But, like, I was talking to my friend earlier about pickup lines. You know a pickup line? Like hitting on a girl, pickup line. Like, hey baby, did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Yeah.
You see a girl on the street and you want to hit
on
her.
Yeah. Nampa?
A pickup line.
Pickup line.
Line. L-I-N-E. But, so there's different pickup lines.
Yeah.
So he used the word template. Oh, so you say this no matter what, templates.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I guess, yeah, you're right, template. But it's just a big word that, you never say template, right? If you say template?
Not in that context.
Yeah. But it's correct, though.
Hmm.
This guy, American guy taught me how to hit on Japanese girls in Japanese. I don't speak Japanese. But because, like, Japanese, everyone's... it's very interesting. Like, I don't even get girls looking at me out of disgust. Well, not disgust, but like, in America, people check people out. Hmm. Not necessarily for attraction, but people look around and see what's happening. Hmm. And sometimes you look at someone, they smile because they're attracted or they're just polite, you know? Hmm. Sometimes they look at you and they make eye contact, yeah. And then they're like, they eye roll, like, no,
yeah.
No chance, buddy, you know? Here, nothing. The only girl who looked at me was a teenage girl, or a little, like a 10-year-old girl in her car waving at me, you know? So, like, I said to this guy who's lived here for 15 years, I was like, he speaks perfect Japanese. Like, how do you hit on a Japanese girl? Like, at McDonald's, which is like Starbucks here, which is so funny to me. Like, people like doing homework and stuff and working on stuff at McDonald's here. I said, how do you hit on Japanese girl? He's like, he's a cool guy too, you know? And but he's like, I go up to her and I say, in Japanese, perfect Japanese. Huh. And he's like, wow, you're working really hard over here. What are you working on? Huh. And then they talk to him. And then they always say, pickup line, a template.
Yeah.
He knows they're going to say, he's a black guy. So he's like, he knows they're going to say, wow, your English is very, your Japanese is very good. How long have you lived here? Then he says, oh, I came here yesterday. Speed learning is very good. So American people don't know what speed learning is, but I learned it's like a learning Japanese program. But he says then that they're hooked. It's like fishing. Yeah. They have the hook, and then he has a girlfriend. Would that would that make you laugh if a guy said that to you?
Yeah, and especially the speed learning part.
Yeah,
and sometimes I use a very similar line for my opening act because when I have some Japanese speaking audience, I'm always asked how many people who are not good at English, be honest, and but we gotta do show in English. So just to think this show as a speed running. If you finish seeing the whole show, your English is gonna be perfect, all right? So, but speed running is, I don't know, it sounds a little funny though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I gotta hit on a Japanese girl before I leave with this. I need to learn how to say speed learning is very good. I came yesterday. I'm leaving
too
tomorrow.
Speedy,
it's
right?
Too late. It's too late. It's all right. I'll have to marry a white person in America. Those are my stories.
Okay, that's good. All right. And we just talked about insurance earlier.
Yeah.
And that question was very American. And that was very interesting for me. So do you have health insurance?
Yeah, I think it's illegal now. You can't have... I mean, they fine you. That you get a... the government charges you money if you don't have health insurance.
I'm not sure if they fine me, but it's very normal to have health insurance. And it's very interesting story happened to me in New York this year and last year. I was on the subway and it was midnight and there are only three or four people other than me in the same car. And suddenly, black girls fell to me. And she totally passed out and she had a seizure.
Wow.
And that was my first time to see somebody has seizure, like a tenkan in Japanese. And that was really terrible. And some people tried to rescue her. And I stopped the door at the next station and called the doctor or nurse, like, hey, any doctor or any nurse? And finally, like 3-4 minutes later, two nurses.
Wow.
Coming, and they took care of her, and somehow she got relieved, and she was brought to ambulance.
Yeah,
with some caring stuff. But after seeing her, but she was very, very crying, and maybe she's been having seizure for many years, I think. So I'm wondering, oh my God, she might not have health insurance. That's why she didn't take care of her seizure so well. So ambulance cost her very expensive later, right?
But a lot of people have seizures who also, you can't control it, you know?
Yeah.
You can have health insurance and go to the doctor, but you still have a seizure, you know?
Yeah, but I felt a little sin because, was it really correct to her?
To call, because she has to pay for the ambulance now.
Yes.
You just made her have to pay for an ambulance.
Yeah, because
Yeah, you're a bad person. In America, never call 911 or help anybody. That's
really?
No, I'm joking. But no, you did the right thing. You're a You were a good Samaritan.
Samaritan.
That's the word. That's a weird word, but it means somebody who does the right thing in public. You're a good Samaritan.
But everybody takes care of her, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they are all upset. So there are no professional people, professional medical people. So maybe it's the most necessary to look for the kind of people.
I thought everyone here has seizures watching Pokemon. Isn't that with Japan? Remember that? 20 years ago, everyone.
Oh, like an eye?
Yeah. You watch Pokemon, you have a seizure.
I don't know.
20 years ago, I went on the internet, I would download this video, and it said, if you watch this in Japan, you have a seizure. And I'd be like, whoa, I tried to have a seizure. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you didn't at least get a headache or something?
No, it's Pokemon, but the different colors.
Yeah.
It fucked with us.
They have a name for that incident. It's called the Pokemon Shock.
Really?
You don't know?
No.
Oh, so many kids were.
Okay, so you guys are young. That's why. Because this was huge in the day, in the late 90s, right? 270-something people were rushed to hospital all across the country. It was a national broadcast. It was a national emergency. And people didn't know what happened, what was wrong. And Pokemon went off the air for like several months, I think. And then when it came back, there was a lady introducing the first ever episode of Pokemon after this whole incident.
Yeah.
And she was like explaining to kids and parents, now, you may have heard that Pokemon were kind of dangerous, but everything is okay now, and Pikachu is your friend. And she was literally like 100% not joking, non-ironic, completely sincere. Pokemon is back now. You can rest assured that you and your kid friends and your parents should feel safe. That Pikachu is not going to harm you any longer. That kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it was pretty bad.
I little remember about the incident, but I didn't know how such a big incident.
And that episode was never rebroadcast. They never released it on DVD. It was never spoken about again.
Oh,
and
the specific episode.
Yes, and you guys probably don't know about it because it hasn't been mentioned in 20 years because of course it's kind of like a black history
thing. Yeah.
They want a black box.
They put it in a safe.
Yeah. It never happened.
Wow, but you know, we don't have seizure anymore, but we have addiction to Pokemon, right?
Oh, Pokemon addiction.
Yeah, addiction. Even adults.
You love Pokemon? But in Japan, people like me.
But I've made a lot of parodies related to Pokemon, so I can't say that, but
we could watch, you should link to the Pokemon seizure video.
Because of that blood be on your
own. Oh, yeah, I don't want to, I feel bad. But no joke, I remember, it's back in when the internet was dial-up, you know, 56K modem. Before cable internet, we're old. Before cable internet, it was dial-up. So like you would download the 10 set. Yeah, you know. Here we go more. Yeah, and then yeah. So then
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know how old are you?
You're too young to remember Pokemon Shock, and you're probably too young to remember dial-up modem.
But you remember when the internet came out?
Like when I was 16, because we are in the same generation, right? But our internet was very behind than
American. There's no way. Yours has to have been advanced. There's no way we were ahead of you.
No, about internet cable, it's really behind because I was selling ADSL.
Yes.
Did you have ADSL?
Right. Internet really became huge in the early 2000s, not so much in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. We still don't have so much Wi-Fi compared to America, public Wi-Fi. When I went to United States, I was very shocked I could use so many Wi-Fi anywhere.
That's so funny because last time I was here, I didn't have my phone active. Now I have, like, it's $10 a day I can use my phone.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing. Like, it's so worth it. But last time I was here 3 years ago, I felt like you. I was like, oh my God, why? Family Mart was my best friend. I would go.
So well, you need to register, right?
I don't know. You put in your email or something. I just put in a fake email every time. And one time I was on the subway, I got, this is I mean, America, weird stuff happens, but
oh, yeah.
I got like an airdrop offer. In America, I'd be like, no, but I'm in Japan. Everything's interesting to me. Uh-huh. And I got like a creepy air. I'm going to show you my creepy airdrop.
So somebody sends you something.
Yeah, I was in the subway, and then.
But the kind of chikan, molester, the kind of molesters are getting increasing.
Here.
Yeah. Like
you guys have a super creepy problem.
Yes, creepy problems.
On the subway, you have your own. I mean, it's on one hand, I think it's amazing that you guys provide that opportunity to have private metro for women. Uh-huh. Or you know, the metro car,
yeah,
woman
yeah,
only.
Only women car,
it's
yeah.
It's all women and like two white guys who don't know any better. And the women don't say anything because they just know, oh, yeah. Stupid foreigners yeah. Don't know.
We don't have girls' party.
Did you really? Yeah.
Really?
By a woman?
No, by a guy at the station, an official.
But he wasn't. But he knows you don't know any better, right? Or was he mean to you? Or they hate you though?
Yeah, they hate me. Yeah. And then later on, I worked out that they're not legally allowed to do that. It's not a law. Aren't Americans
really
always saying, oh man, I killed last night, I killed.
Oh yeah, right.
I taught my friend that today, like I said I bombed, and I was like, oh, he doesn't know. Bombed is bad, killed is good. You know, in Japan, you say the same? You knew that, right?
That makes sense.
Like, it doesn't make sense. If you're a comedian and you do, the crowd loves you, I killed.
Yeah.
And if they hate you, I bombed.
Yeah. I don't know why they say so, though. Yeah. But I know as a customer for comedian. But here in Japan, we don't describe like bomb or yeah. Kill.
Have you done Japanese comedy?
Yeah, I did. I'm doing both.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But when I never say I killed it.
Yeah.
In Japanese, I never say.
Yeah.
It never makes sense. It never makes sense.
Do you solo stand-up comedy in Japanese?
Yes, and I have some gigs in next year on some corporate events too. So now
that's
I'm preparing though.
So cool.
Yeah, English is. About stand-up, I think, yeah, English is more easy to set up the structure for me. Yeah, so.
This American gaijin comedian who's very popular in Japan I met, he said he is not comfortable doing English comedy. He's high-level Japanese comedian, but he says he's American, but he's like, I've only ever trained Japanese style. And he would not be comfortable doing English.
Who? Pat-kun?
Aiko,
okay.
So interesting, like he moved here 13 years ago and like he speaks super fluent Japanese and he's a Japanese star.
Yeah.
I respect it very much, that's very cool.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so thank you very much for sharing your story. That was very fantastic and interesting. So yeah, I'm sorry to say this, but the time is running out.
ごめんなさい.
It's okay. So, you have any?
Konbanwa.
Konbanwa. It's too early for konbanwa. Konnichiwa is good.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
It's too late for ohayou gozaimasu. Have any promotion or?
Uma o tabemasen. Ima niku o tabemasen. Hai? Natto wa ima niku desu. Oh, Sakura.
Anybody understood?
Anato wa Sakura o tabemasu desu ka? Horse meat. Horse.
Ah.
Ima.
Uma.
Uma niku o tabemasu ka?
If it's fresh. Yes.
These people.
Usually you don't say uma niku, you say baniku.
Baniku.
Someone told me Sakura also.
Sakura as well.
Japanese people eat horse sushi.
Yes.
That's weird. Japan, you are advanced. I'm gonna give a public service announcement for Japan. Okay? Kindest people, most respectful people. You clean better, you have technology better, you're kinder better, but then you eat horses. and you kill whales. Why Japanese people? Why? And then it Atsugiri Jason.
And also we call stupid people baka, meaning uma and shika. Ba is horse and ka is deer.
Oh wow.
So you are like horse and deer. It means stupid.
You just call me stupid.
You're correct. My friend's dad, I said, I'm joking obviously, but like I'm like, gomenasai boku wa baka gaijin, I'm stupid foreigner. He was like, don't say that. Is that really bad to say? The older generation, is he upset because I'm putting myself down? Self-deprecating, or is he upset because it's a bad word? Yeah. It's like the N-word.
Yes, but it is.
Is gaijin a bad word?
It's not like a curse word, but it does sound more disrespectful than gaikokujin.
Yeah, it's
kind of
strong, yeah.
Oh, episode 2. This is Korewa episode 2, right? Podcast. I'm going to stop talking. Sayonara, check me out on MySpace.
MySpace. Yeah, I got to go check your MySpace.
Thank you. At Taylor Comedy on Instagram and Twitter.
Yep.
And Facebook Taylor Williamson.
Yep.
And I have a comedy special illegally uploaded to YouTube if you want to watch it. No Amazon Prime in Japan. And Amazon Prime in America. And Tinder. Check me out on Tinder. And yeah, that's good, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. Very special to meet you.
Yep.
Shout out to Andy Ostroff from America for introducing us. And Kenichi Ebina.
Yep. Andy Ostroff, yeah.
Yeah, my friend, he said, you gotta meet.
Yeah, and Ron Reed.
And who?
Ron.
Oh, and Ron Reed.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ron Reed. How do you know Ron Reed?
Seattle.
Oh, hi, Seattle.
Yeah. Competition.
Shout out to all the white people in the world and the Japanese people.
Yeah.
And arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato, thank
you. Anyway, you're very funny. It's a pleasure to perform with you. I'm so happy
thank
that worked out.
Thank you so
out.
Much. It was and very I, huge honor for me to perform with you,
thank you,
too.
And I hope we can do it again in
yeah.
the future.
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe
okay.
in Japan or in the States.
I would love them both.
Yep.
And I'm going to stop talking now. For a minute. Arigato mo arigato.
Arigato. Thank you very much, Taylor Williamson.
Tokyo event information of this week. In this segment, I got to introduce fantastic and interesting events in Tokyo, which are held in this week and this weekends. First, Tokyo Auto Salon, January 11th to 13th at Makuhari Messe. Tokyo Auto Salon, one of the biggest motor shows in the world, is coming back to Makuhari Messe and will showcase modified and tuned cars. It's a must-see. If you're really into cars and things, you'll never be able to afford. It's true, yeah. At these motor shows, there are many beautiful ladies wearing very exciting and cool outfits are posing right next to the cool cars. Yeah, they are really, really cool and a lot of people taking pictures. Yeah, so this is also one of the attractions of these kind of shows. Yeah, I love it, yeah. All right, next, National Museum of Western Art Free Admission Day, January 12th, Saturday. The National Museum of Western Art was set up in 1959 to provide the Japanese public with a chance to view Western art. So the museum has added to its collection every year since it opened. The permanent collection is free to view on both the second and fourth Saturdays of every month. All right. And now everybody here in Tokyo is talking about him. Yeah, this is very exciting. Jim Jefferies, the Night Talker Tour on January 13th, Sunday. An Australian stand-up known for his eponymous late-night show on Comedy Central, Jefferies is a familiar face on Netflix too. Alongside his on-screen performances, he's had plenty of on-stage successes too. Known well in America as well as the UK, his brash and apologetic style means he never shies away from a controversial topic or three. Oh, I think the ticket will be sold out soon. but just check out his show and you might get the door ticket. All right, so there are so many amazing stuff happening this week and this weekend. I hope you'll have a great week. Sweet Wasabi has its Facebook page at Mark Sweet Wasabi Podcast. Just give us your feedback and recommendation for international guests or any questions about Japan or Japanese cultures or Tokyo, tourists, anything. Yeah, just check the Facebook page at Mark Sweet Wasabi Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe my YouTube channel, Kilara Comedy, KilaraComedy. And also my SNS. They are also Kilara Comedy.
Alright, thank you very much, and 今年もよろしくお願いします。I hope you all have a great year 2K19! ありがとう! See you next week!